distinguished humanitarian, public speaker, and technology disruptor who's motivated by his commitment to give back to society. He has made significant impact in the tech industry and beyond, as under his leadership, the Amber Group has emerged as a major player globally. Listen in as Deshaun shares his passion and entrepreneurial possibilities launching in Jamaica. My co-host, Chris Daly, will do the interview. Take it away, Chris.
Thanks, Denise, and welcome, Deshaun. It's good to have you this morning.
Very good morning to you, too.
Great. We'd like to begin, just to learn a little about you. We know you have great things and great possibilities here, but I want to see some of those forces that actually shaped and molded you into the person that you are. So tell us a little about your roots.
I was born in India, and when I was young, I moved to the United Kingdom. I lived there for about 11 years, and I was a part of the Art of Living Foundation, which is one of the world's largest nonprofit organizations. That moved me to Jamaica in 2012. But yes, I am Indian by birth. But I think my roots are now India and Jamaica both.
Okay, great. Well, during those, you know, vital, critical formation years, what were some of the biggest influences there for you to turn into this spectacular entrepreneur that you are today?
I think my biggest influence always has been that from my childhood, I was always a person who wanted to do more for others, give back, help the society. That's how I was nurtured. And that's how I think my mom and dad both have been like this for their entire lifetime. So I inherited that quality from them. And from childhood, I always aspired to do more for others. And I guess that is what brought me to the Art of Living Foundation. And then eventually the reason why I started the Amber Group also is to only create a sustainable funding mechanism for my passion to do good for humanity.
Oh, that's wonderful. You've made such a bold statement by recently obtaining your Jamaican citizenship. What spurred such a strong decision?
I think it's all about where your heart is, right? My heart is in Jamaica. I love Jamaica. That's been my home for 12 years. Jamaica almost nestled me and made me into the person I am, a successful entrepreneur. It gave me a lot of opportunities for success as a businessman. It gave me a lot of opportunities for my emotional upbringing in the country. I think I benefited so much from Jamaica that I almost... not almost, but I know I'm indebted to that land. And hence, taking the Jamaican citizenship was to also say to myself, this is it. This is now your home forever.
Wow, that's a strong statement. And we certainly welcome you to the community of Jamaicans, be it in Jamaica or here as we are in the diaspora. You're a social entrepreneur, and that those kind of entrepreneurs are very special to me because they see beyond the dollars and cents that they and the enterprise that they may bring, but also sees how they can make a better good, and which that your heart beats is that. Could you share some of the things that animate your desire to make a difference in Jamaica?
Yeah, I think it's all about opportunities. I've always believed that Jamaicans have a lot of resilience, a lot of creativity, a lot of willpower, a lot of courage, a lot of dare to fight against all the odds. And I think to me, to create a social enterprise was only to create more opportunities for the strengths of people that Jamaica already carries. So it was like I found that gap in Jamaica that yes, we've got people with these astonishing qualities, but we do not have the aligning opportunities to give them that platform to grow and rise at a global level. And hence my aspiration came to start the Amber Group. I still remember 2nd of January 2015, I had no food in my fridge. I was completely broke as a humanitarian. And that day I decided I'm not going to beg for money. I'm not going to take any other route. I'm going to build businesses for the sake of humanity and create a platform for other entrepreneurs downstream to also launch their own businesses that we can assist Jamaica's economy with it and create a large global exportable business out of Jamaica or businesses out of Jamaica.
That's so wonderful. Some of us are very aware of what social entrepreneurialism is, and some are not. So not to leave everyone behind, could you kind of give us your definition of what a social entrepreneur is?
See, the social entrepreneurship simply stands for when you wholeheartedly want to serve the society with the profits that you make. Now, everybody is serving the society in some way or another. As a business, our primary responsibility as a social enterprise becomes finding opportunities for the youths, finding different opportunities to give back to society. And it's all about what you can do for others instead of what you can from others. That is what defines social entrepreneurship, when you are wholeheartedly focused on giving versus only taking. Yes, as a business, we need to be profitable, but we are not taking in an alarming way of conducting the business, but we are conducting business with very high standards, very high ethics. We export all over the world out of Jamaica, bring home that money, and then redistribute that money into social welfare in Jamaica.
Boy, that's so powerful. And you talked a little at a high level as to what the culture that you've actually, ethical culture that you've actually espoused. Are there some other elements of the culture that you're raising up there to drive your enterprise that you'd like to elaborate on?
I think what I have always believed that, you know, we've said this for ages. Our grandmothers have said it. Great grandmothers have said it. Whatever good you do comes around. And I think our philosophy is that we keep doing the good and the good keeps coming around three times by itself. And I believe the success of Amber Group is fully dedicated to the fact that we've always decided to do good with whatever we've got. We never thought, let me become a billion US dollar company and then perhaps I'll take out 2%, 3% of my income and then start doing some charitable work in Jamaica. Even as a startup, we started spending money in the charitable work in Jamaica. We are only 8 years old, but we already spend nearly 400 million Jamaican dollars in the last 3 years alone in serving the society. So we're not waiting for big things to happen in the group after which we will do some good. We are saying we will continue doing the good along with our growth itself. And I think in terms of principles, high ethical standards, hard work from the entire team, and the absolute commitment to the society to give back is the, I think, the bed on which everything is riding as a business.
Oh, that's so powerful. Given that you have a global enterprise and you're reaching out to other places, but you chose Jamaica was blessed and gifted with you making it its hub. How did you, can you give us the backstory about how you arrived at that that very critical decision?
You know, I moved from UK to Jamaica through the Art of Living Foundation, and 2012 is when I came to Jamaica the first time. And when I came in, Chris, it was more like I came as a humanitarian. I taught stress management courses in the corporate world, into public spaces, universities, schools. I taught nearly 2,000 plus prisoners in the prisons in Jamaica. I did phenomenal amount of work. And through that work, my love, my attachment to Jamaica grew. And I decided to make that home. And early 2015, when I ran out of funding for the foundation, is when I decided to switch hats and become an entrepreneur to continue my charitable passion through the business now.
Yes. Okay. Well, let's get to the business elements of the Amber Group now. So could you give us an overview of its products and services that... that's being offered?
Sure. So we started the Amber Group back in 2015, August, and the first business we started as Amber Group was Amber Connect, which is a vehicle tracking fleet management solution. It actually went global. That is the one business that moved so fast for us, and that is why we kind of operate in 100 countries almost across the world. After Amber Connect, when people saw our software and our analytics capability on the software and the user interface and the features, a lot of companies started asking who were our fleet customers. Would you like, can you make this software for us? Can you make this for us? So we decided to build the second business out of it. So all the businesses we made are very organic and serves an ecosystem by itself. So we then moved to Amber Innovations, which is our software development arm. We have hundreds of software developers between Jamaica, India, and South Africa and Dubai. And we produce third-party software for anybody. In fact, in Jamaica, if you use the JPS app, use the Palace Amusement app, we have got a lot of fintech companies behind which we are the actual backend for them to from banks to large corporate organizations. So we build software for third parties. Then we started Amber Fuels, which is our fueling software that is also used extremely well in many countries. Imagine this Uber-like experience. You drive in, fill gas, and leave, and your card is automatically charged and your invoice is on the app. It's a beautiful platform that we made for petroleum companies. Then we started Amber Pay because we needed a payment platform. So we became one of the largest payment aggregators also in Jamaica now. We are behind many, many large companies with their payment solutions. We built a lot of payment solutions with digital wallets, etc. Then we built Amber Rewards, a whole rewards platform. We went into aviation. We're soon launching Ultralights in Negril for tourism aviation. Then we launched Amber Academy, which is an institute of coding where we are sponsoring nearly 500 students at the moment. Under Amber Academy, who are being sponsored for their 1 year training of coding education. We then bought a company in US called Night Vision to launch Amber CyberEye, which is a cybersecurity company that we bought in US and then built out a whole range of cybersecurity products for third-party companies. Then we bought a company in South Africa called Intelligent Business Solutions, which was renamed as Amber IoT. So we design, develop, and manufacture our own hardware for a lot of different use cases. Then we started Amber FundMe, which is a crowdfunding platform that we white label for a lot of companies. We then went into Nationwide News Network. We went into the media. Recently, we acquired some significant stakes with them. And then we are also launching a lot of new media platforms very shortly in Jamaica, including radio stations, digital radio stations. And most recently, just 2 weeks ago, we launched Amber Launchpad in partnership with UTech to sponsor and launch 100 digital startups in 1,000 days. It's an ambitious project, but with our strength to develop software, I'm sure we can help 100 young entrepreneurs to roll out their own businesses through us.
Boy, that's just a marvelous, awesome complement of tools and technologies and spaces in the tree of plenty. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So there's a big elephant in the room, though. The elephant is called artificial intelligence, and it's been such a disruptor. You said you have thousands of these coders throughout the world. How are you preparing and are you infusing AI into your products and services?
Very good question, and quite right. AI can only be a disruptor if you're not keeping up with the progress of AI inside your business. If you're not automating your business using AI, if you're not improving your cost structures, operations, if you're not improving your top line and bottom line margins through proper analytics of what is possible in the future in your business, then of course you need to be worried. But we adapted AI nearly 4 years ago in the vehicle tracking product of ours, which is Amber Connect. Imagine the scenario, Chris, that you drive in, reach home, and the vehicle knows you're home, and it arms itself just like your house. And the moment it arms itself, if anybody opens the door of your vehicle, turns on your ignition or smashes through the windscreen, the vehicle will immobilize itself so it won't start, blow the horn, flash the light, put a loud noise on your phone, and also inform the armed response to reach to your location because the vehicle is under threat of theft. All of this happens in 3 seconds. So we are the early adopters of AI, and we moved with AI all these years so that we give our customers the best that they deserve. And the truth is, you know, we make such a big hype about AI as such, but if you look at ChatGPT, et cetera, the integration of AI is easy. The building out the models of AI inside your business is easy. I think it is more of the attitude that the businesses need to take.
Yes.
Is the stand that we took 4 years ago that we are going to introduce AI for our customers to experience better features in our softwares, and we will automate all our businesses through AI. So, you know, 90% of the time I'm just on my smartphone. I don't even actually use a computer anymore because everything is happening automatically in the background.
Incredible. You said that so well, that AI, some people think it's going to go away. That's going to get more embedded, and it's going to take a mindset shift to be able to embrace and adapt and leverage this kind of technology. And I hope that you're very successful as you plow it and you continue to have a leadership role in this enterprise, the many enterprises that you have. So our audience is both, it's global and particularly within the diaspora. And would like to, you know, to see if you can give us an insight or wisdom as to how to make it in the virtual space and diaspora space can actually support and encourage the kind of enterprises that you've launched in Jamaica.
I think end of the day, look, we have lots of products and services of Amber in Jamaica. And of course, every time a customer buys something of Amber in Jamaica out of our 12 different product lines we have, it all is aiding us to make better profits to give back more into the society. So I think as a diaspora, we've always looked up to the diaspora because end of the day, the diaspora is actually a huge economic pusher into Jamaica. Whether you talk remittances or assistance that the diaspora is giving to the local communities or assistance to their individual families, the diaspora is very key element to the success of Jamaica's economy. And I think we are a part of that economy as well. And the more comes to support the Jamaican businesses from the diaspora, the more we are able to do for Jamaica too.
So is there a means for some of the services that you think the diaspora can start actually embracing and using that could, since they're not there resident within Jamaica, that you would even recommend?
Sure. So for example, if you have a car in your family in Jamaica, you can use Amber Connect, which is one of the most powerful vehicle tracking fleet management solution ever built on this side of the hemisphere. We are global champions now in this product. We have Amber Pay. If you have businesses or you know friends who are running businesses in Jamaica, they need a payment solution, then we are there to integrate and give you e-commerce solutions to proper integrated payment solutions so that you can collect money better in Jamaica locally from your customers. We are also a very large software development house. So as a diaspora, if you have a product that you can think of that can work in Jamaica, we will be more than happy to build that product for you as well. So we are kind of a 360 degrees of everything you can think of that you may need to launch a business in Jamaica. And the more support we get from the diaspora, the more you will empower us to do good for Jamaica too.
Oh, that's awesome. This is great. We know you're the chief leader. You're really up at the 30,000 feet a lot of times, looking over the horizon. Can you spend a moment and just kind of give us a vision of what you see in this space that, you know, in a world that travels at light speed? What do you see over the near horizon, say 3 years from now, as far as people would be saying about Amber Group?
I think there are, I mean, to me, I just want to be recognized for two things at the end of my life. One is how many entrepreneurs we could support to launch their own businesses in the next 3 years, and how much we could give back to the society, helping with infrastructure, helping with schools, helping with education, helping with anything we possibly can. So I think as a company, yes, we are very ambitious. Over the next 3 years, we want to become the first privately owned unicorn in Jamaica or the Caribbean, rather.
Privately owned unicorn. I love the
we are, I don't want to say too much, but we are on track to become Jamaica's first 100% privately owned unicorn in a short space of time from now. And 3 years is a good benchmark. Second, I would like to list at some point. I think we build these businesses for the public, and we want the public to be engaged and have their say in growing this business globally. And third, I want to be measured with our success of how much we have done for the society in the next 3 years.
That's great. Is Amber Group open for partnerships as a part of its growth strategy?
Yes, of course. I mean, like any business's natural evolution, at the moment, it is 100% owned by me. We have no shareholders, no debt. We've kept the business very agile, very nimble, and we moved it fast to grow as fast as we could. But I'm sure a point is coming soon where we will need strategic investors who will help us accelerate the growth globally, because sometimes not having investors is also sort of, we become an enemy of the growth, sort of, by trying to retain the shareholding to ourselves. So I'm not, I know at some point we will have to open the doors, and it's just about timing, and it's also about the right partner.
Oh, fantastic. Boy, this was such a delightful conversation. In the closing, you've shared so many wisdom, but is there another gem that you, a closing gem that you have for us and our audience today?
From a business perspective, I would only say that, look, I think to me personally, one, be very passionate for what you're doing. Second, never give up. And third, hold integrity over everything in life. A combination of passion, combination of integrity, combination of doing good for the society, and combination of working hard. All of this is actually the true formula for success in personal life and in business both.
Awesome. Boy, what a way of ending. Thank you so much. And now Janice is going to share some more of how to follow up and find out more about you. Janice?
So to learn more about Jamaican Diaspora, visit JamaicanDiaspora.com. To learn more about Chris Daly, visit ChrisDaly360.com. And to learn more about Deshute, the Amber Group, and all the fantastic things that he's doing, you can email him at info@ambergroup.com.